All right, we're back here on Louis Just Out with the Derek Shapiro Show here on www.derekshapiroshow.com. Of course, before I play this next segment, before we play PM Dawn and then Robert Klein, and we have my co-host, Rola.
I'm not your co-host today. It was Russian roulette. You should announce it the correct way.
No, my assistant co-host, of
but
course.
But still.
Okay. Well, of course, Rola. The reason I'm bringing it up before the Robert Jerk. Klein thing, because you helped me interview Robert Klein. That's going to be the last part of the show, you know? But
who are you waving at?
But RollerZone.com and DerekShapiroShow.com help sponsor this extreme makeover for the Silvers, and that's why I want to bring it to the thing. And here is how it went in Warwick, Rhode Island. I interviewed Johnny Littleton from the Extreme Makeover on ABC and the mayor of Warwick, Scott Evadesian, and then this is how it went.
Wow.
Over here, Losers of the Derek Shapiro Show here on www.derekshapiroshow.com, waiting for the return of the family over here at Extreme Makeover. And today is February 25th, 2007. It's around 2 p.m. over here. And see what we can do next. Over here on Losers of the Derek Shapiro Show. All right, we're here in Warwick with Mayor Scott Evadesian, moments away from the Silver family finding out about the house. How about the Mayor of Warwick, of course? How about how you feel about all this happening in your community?
Well, it's great to see a whole community come together to help a really deserving and wonderful family. We've been planning and negotiating this since November. We found out in December that they were going to be chosen, and it's been hard to keep a secret.
Sure.
Especially with Kenny as one of our great city employees. So it's been a good week watching a community come together to do the right thing for a good family.
Sure. And the whole network of ABC, you know, the Extreme Makeover being in your community, and you're going to be, of course, on ABC Network, of course, right? And how does it make you feel to be the a star now, right?
Well, I think the real star is Eric Johnson, the builder.
Yeah.
And the Silva family and the work that they've done and the way that they all came together. But it's been a very positive week for all of us here in the city of Warwick.
Sure. And are you surprised about how a lot of people came over here with compassion about this and a lot of neighbors came together for this? Yeah.
This is a great city to begin with, but this has really been able to make us shine even more than normal.
Sure.
So it's great to see so many businesses donate products.
Yep.
And so many volunteers work around the clock and really just reaffirms your faith in people doing the right thing.
Well, thank you very much, Mayor Scott Evadesian, for losing yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show. Oh, by the way, Ty Pennington from Extreme Makeover just ran by, and we're waiting for the family to come back home, the Silver family up Warwick. We tore down the house, took 7 days to put up this house, and more to come. And people trying to move that bus. You can hear it on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show. Is finally here, which everybody's applauding, and here's the big car by a limo. Everybody's applauding. Extreme Makeover. The family is here, gonna see the house for the first time. And now the family is getting out. And the Silvers are hugging Ty Pennington. Now, we can't get an interview with Ty Pennington, but maybe the work is later, but if not, you know, we'll get a interview with some of the crowd and see. And the kids are getting out of the limo too, so this is wonderful. This is wonderful. The family went to Disney World for a week. Just came back right now. See, now you can hear everybody say, move that bus, move that bus, move that bus, move that bus. All right, and now the bus is gone. We moved the bus and, without Ty Pennington, of course. And the family is looking out for the first time. And this is being recorded, of course, February 25th, around 3:20 p.m. Bright sunny day over here in Warwick, Rhode Island. Here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show. It's clapping because the family is stunned and the family is very happy with the new big house, 300,000 square feet or something like that. And here on Lose Yourself, the Derek Shapiro Show, you hear everybody clapping. And everybody's losing themselves. Yes, yes, yes. And we can't believe it. The family's crying right now, and it's just an astonishing moment. And that's what you're hearing in the background. More to come. Now they're going to the house for the first time. And all the camera crews over there. And that's it. You know, they're going to be in the house for the first time, the family, the Silva family, Ken and Doreen Silva. And they're entering the new house now. And there you have it. Yes. And we're going to see, interview more people too.
But I used to
okay, we are with Graham Kilvert. And here, and you're one of the financing
well,
of the house?
Well, I financed the general contractor, but okay. I also used to be a contractor, so I was able to work on the house also.
So what bank do you work for?
Webster Bank.
Oh, okay. And what did you do for the house?
Put the kitchen cabinets together, trimmed out walls, cased windows, cased doors, a little of everything.
Great. And how does it make you feel to see the family seeing the house for the first time?
It's wonderful. Everything I've heard about the family is they are just wonderful people, and it's interesting because you had 50 people walking around inside that house, stepping on each other, climbing all over each other, and all having a great time.
Great. Well, thank you for losing yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show.
Radio station.
We're here with Johnny Littlefield of Extreme Makeover, and tell me about how you feel about this story, and of course, doing this, and for this family, of course.
Well, it's always a phenomenal thing that I get to do each week, and this story was particularly wonderful because what they do, the Silva family do for the, you know, for the community, it's just incredible. They just give and give and give and give and give to the community, and now it was the community's turn to give back to the Silvas. It's just awesome.
Right, and seeing how all the community comes together for this, you know, how does that make you feel coming to the state of Rhode Island, Warwick?
Well, my wife's from Cumberland.
Really?
So I love Rhode Island, and it might be the smallest state in the union, but it's got the biggest heart because.
Really?
I can't recall the last time we had to refuse volunteers, and that's what we had to do in Rhode Island.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, people wanted to give and give and give and help and help and help, and finally we were to the point where it was like we don't need any more volunteers.
Sure, sure.
That was pretty phenomenal.
Well, I do thank you very much for coming to Rhode Island again.
Hey, thanks for having
me. Thank you
me.
Very much. Yes. Paul Mueller from ABC 6 News, the second Ashley reporter from Ashley Channel 6. I've interviewed Mark Searles before, Ashley.
Oh, yeah.
And so tell me, how did it make you feel to come out here every day for a week to report on this wonderful story?
It's tiring, but it's a great thing. It's a wonderful thing. It's about all the different parts of the community giving to one specific family. It really shows when someone is down in their luck and they really are deserving and they really need something. The entire community, thousands of volunteers, contractors, subcontractors, builders, designers, you name it, the list goes on and on. But they can come to this family's, when they're in their hour of need, it's just completely amazing.
What was your favorite part about this week?
The favorite part was just now, the reveal.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, thank you very much.
No problem.
How do you put it all together?
I can't even process it. The generosity that we have.
This is the press conference. And again, that was Paul Mueller from ABC 6 News. And there you have it, the Silva family, Ken and Doreen Silva from Warwick. It was great to be part of that. And before we go up to PM Dawn, here is a new song by Hootam Miltix, of course, featuring Shane Lee with So Impressed here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show.
Someone to comfort ya, not smother ya. Treat you like a one night stand and baby mother ya. Nah, you wife material. Or better yet, the prize in the box of my favorite cereal. I'm enticed by the look in your eyes and by the look in your thighs. You half pony with a mix of fine. It's a cold world bundle up. Of course I wanna cut, but I'm content on this dance floor cutting the rug. I'm so far from average, I know that marriage is a hop skip away from cabbages, and it might sound arrogant. I love the lavishness, but I don't got the time to fuck around with average chicks. All I'm really trying to do is keep it real, and it's really getting late, and I really wanna chill, and I really wanna talk with no time to kill. So please can you give me this last dance, girl, come on.
I am so impressed with how you're moving. I'm so impressed. Is it possible that, yeah, yeah. to you like pardon you. Watching me, little mama, and I'm watching you. Rocking my blue, who them shirt and watching you move. I'm with a few, you with a crew, let's family feud. Envision us on beaches in Belize, taking it ease. The fat boy got a guava fruit, shooting the breeze. But you is my main squeeze, the tropic degrees. The boom shakalaka like magic, you be on the knees. You the lady in the place with style and grace. Allow me to lace and conversate with my seduction. I ain't got game, just swagging the rhythm. So when I smile, it must be the cheeks that get them. So we here at the bar, we hopping in my car. We in my casa, the color of a bra is matching with a thong, that thong coming off. We oohing and we are, I'm feeling you, ma, because
I am so impressed by you.
Just throw a penny in a wishing well and wish that we could live happy like a fairy tale. I'm saying this with true feelings like I'm reading Braille. Let's get this wind beneath our wings and just set it sail. Yeah, I'm glad I heard what my brother said. He said I'm never gonna win with them chicken heads. You need a woman that could cook something, someone that's heard a little something, a lady with good cut. When it's on, she get the cut. Yeah, and I'ma put it on the line, asking, just hope for a positive reply. And I could tell that you with it by your smile and the twinkle in your eye, just the twinkle in your eye, yeah. And no, I'm harmless, baby, but if you hear from my ex, then I'm heartless. But never mind the past, and we're honest, baby. Come on, you gotta admit, my charm is crazy, right?
I am so impressed. Hey, lady, is it possible? Is it possible? Yes, I'm hoping.
I am so impressed.
This is Derek Shapiro from Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show here on www.derekshapiroshow.com. Join me next month, May 15th at 8 p.m. with a brand new Derek Shapiro Show. Yes, featuring the one and only Stephen Hogan and Darren Wells from AIDS Project Rhode Island and rock band Chelsea Law and the rappers from Rhode Island, not the national ones, but the Rhode Island ones. Soulja Boy. That's next month, May 15th, episode number 25, here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show, here on www.derekshapiroshow.com. We are back here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show, here on www.derekshapiroshow.com. Essence Essential Radio, of course. Essence, this is the moment you've been waiting for. PM Dawn is not actually in the studio, but they're part of the show that you're producing today. And because back in February, I went to Twin River, the old Lincoln Greyhound Park in Lincoln, and interviewed PM Dawn, and I had help from I had help from Jay Aiello from realhiphopuncut.com. Let me give a shout out to him because he gives a shout out to me all the time on his internet radio show. And it was help from Dave from The Bridge, another show on his website. And all three of us combined, and I have a lot of help today with a lot of co-hosts. And so Jay and Dave helped me interview PM Dawn, because we needed help getting out there to Twin River. And so there were our ride, because our car was in the shop. And so here is how the interview went with PM Dawn. The first part of the interview.
Here we go.
We're here at Twin River here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show, by the way. Getting ready to interview PM Dawn with a collab with realhiphopuncut.com with Jason Aiello. How you doing, Jason?
I'm doing very good, and there's a lot about ready to take place.
Yes, I just interviewed Robert Klein, the comedian, who is in an Adam Sandler movie.
Which will come out later.
called Rain Over Me, and PM Dawn, who I'm interviewing next, their song was in another Adam Sandler movie, Chuck and Larry. which I got the person right over here from PM Dorm. And state your name for Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show.
Hey, I'm the Doc of the Dawn, a.k.a. Doc G, a.k.a. Bliss Boy Number 2, a.k.a. the Black Rodimus Prime. I got the Matrix right here. If Prince B drops it, I pick it back up, and then when it's all good, I give it right back to him.
So you're singing number 2. You're not the original one.
That is true. Make a long story short, Prince B and myself was supposed to form PM Dawn. And because of my contractual obligation to the United States Navy, that could not happen. However, after DJ Minimix showed his disloyalty and his lack of courage, we kicked him out after Prince B had a stroke. And DJ Minimix thought that it was his time. Instead of helping his blood brother, he thought it was an opportunity for him to rise up above Prince B and go to bigger horizons. His optimisms, his strategy, it was all twisted up, and it fell back on his face. He even went so far as to auction his own gold and platinum plaques on eBay. And that's when Prince B called me up and said, hey, dude, let's make it like it was supposed to be. And we've been rolling ever since 2005.
And now Prince B is original one, too.
Prince B is the original. And the only person in the beginning that was the writer, producer, songwriter for PM Dawn. Because DJ Minimix, all he did was collect the check.
Now, how long has it been since the last CD to this CD now?
10 years. From 98, Dearest Christian, I'm So Sorry for Bringing You Here, Love Dad, until now. And we're about to drop new CDs in 2008. We're about to drop PM Dawn Loves You, full-length return CD, and it is what we say, it is that we love you all. And we're also about to drop PM Dawn Live, which is on Sony BMG. Live collection, you'll hear a lot of great things like this performance here as well.
And Jay wanted to ask a question.
Now, whereabouts are you going on tour next? Whereabouts will you be hitting next for the big tour?
Well, we just came from Jamaica. We did Australia. We did, God, it's a lot of places. It's too many to name. We're about to go and do a European tour in March.
Nice.
And we're going to Minnesota on April 18th. And on Valentine's Day, February 14th, we're going to do the Hard Rock Cafe in Miami.
Nice.
401 Biscayne Boulevard.
Now, any collabos you're going to do for your new album coming out?
Well, PM Dawn has done some of the weirdest collabos in the day. You know.
Tell me something.
Well, on Under the Bridge, the cover on the new album, we did that with Phoebe Snow, all right? And Kathy Dennis on Looking Through Patient Eyes. And More Than Likely I'm What You're Living For with Boy George in 1992. So, you know, we've done a lot of cool things. And then when I think about love, I think about you with Elton John. All right, that was a platinum plaque. We
appreciate I knew that.
Yeah. Yeah. That was a cool song. We enjoyed it. Got collabed with Philip Bailey. The list goes on. We've done a lot. The bottom line is we're not the angry, mad rappers from the 90s, okay? We're not running around hating on the South and everybody else. I'm like, look, let those kids have fun, and we'll remind them and just show them how we did it. That's all.
What can you say about new rappers today? What advice can you give new rappers today, out there today?
Okay. What advice I can give the new rappers out for today is this. Do not fall into the trap of the veteran old rappers, okay? If you give them the attention that they try to dish at you, they will take it and run with it, okay? Don't fall for that syndrome, okay? Don't fall for the washed-up rapper syndrome. So when somebody old tried to diss you, ignore them. That's the best thing you could do, okay? PM Dawn loves you, and we would never diss you, okay? Because we were in that situation with KRS-One back in the day, all right? When a new person jumps out, the old person gets jealous, and that's a terrible thing. Because the bottom line is, when KRS-One did what he did to us, he didn't realize that he was one of our top favorites of all time. And he spoiled it for us. And we refuse to do the same thing. We will not spoil it for these new rappers, okay? If you love PM Dawn, PM Dawn loves you back. You want to work with PM Dawn? PM Dawn wants to work with you. If you don't like PM Dawn, it's okay. God bless you. Maintain the bliss. We're going to love you anyway because that's what it says to do. Turn the other cheek. Christ-like ways and never stops for all days. That's the way it goes, all right? The Utopian Lord B, He loves everybody. He's willing to work with anybody, okay? He could turn anybody into a star. He turned the Dock of the Dawn into a star, and that's as simple as it goes, all right? If you need hot beats, if you need emotional support, if you need anything at all, songwriting, PM Dawn is here to help you just like we were 10 years ago. Simple as that. So come seek us out, myspace.com/PM Dawn, and we're there. Simple as that. Special shout to Grace Jones, a very beautiful woman that we was hanging with at Frenchman's Cove over in Jamaica, Port Antonio. Special shout to some other people. Shout to Sweet Tea, okay? Got love for you, baby. She be doing the thing. She's making a comeback. A lot of artists are making a comeback and is trying to bring pure hip-hop back into the game. Don't hate on it. And I tell my veteran rappers, my fellow rappers, stop hating on the youth, because you were the youth 10 years ago and the old guys didn't hate on you. Run DMC never told Biggie you're an idiot or you're sick for talking about shooting people and selling drugs. It's what was going on at that time, and Run DMC backed them, okay? Money B, Tupac, Shock G, they never hated on anybody. God rest Shock G, God rest Tupac, you know what I mean? But Shock G and Money B don't hate on the new guys, you know what I mean? The old guys from the 90s don't hate on the new guys, and I say don't hate on them. Simple as that.
And also too, how hard is it from taking a hiatus to come back now, and what pressures do you have now as a comeback artist?
The only pressure that we have is the pressure that we put on ourselves, seriously, okay? At the end of the day, Prince B has 3 beautiful children to take care of, and I have 3 beautiful children that are my nephews and my niece to take care of. That's the only pressure, to make sure we have enough money to put them through college, all right? So it's regular blue-collar worker pressure, simple as that. A musician, a painter, a sculptor, an actor, they're an artist, all right? Thespian, what you will. They are here to entertain you. Entertainers are hard-working people. They're blue-collar people. Respect them as that, okay? The disc jockey, the video jockey, they are blue-collar people. They need to be respected. If not for the VJ and the DJ, PM Dawn would not exist. And not for great fans like yourself and my man right here wearing a real hip-hop shirt and my baby girl right here with the Afro puff doing a damn thing.
Which is okay? Rola.
I say it like that because I know where you're from, girl.
All right, in your career, coming from a Christian standpoint, how has God blessed you in your career?
Let me tell you, okay? December 15th, we did a show with Boyz II Men, okay? In Ohio. Shout to Boyz II Men. I love you. Nate, Wanya, Sean, Michael, who can't be with us because he suffered from scoliosis. I love you with the love of the Lord, and I pray for you every day. You get well again, all right? And I'm down on bended knee praying for you, all right? Holler that. Shout out. Give a round of applause to Mike.
Yeah.
All right? Now I'm going to say this. As far as how Christ has blessed me, all right, I got a beautiful woman. Not only that, I got a beautiful career where we haven't made an album for about 10 years, and we're still making money off this music business. And not only that, Prince B suffered a massive stroke to paralyze him on his complete left side. My dog would not quit. Prince B did not quit. He did all the rehabilitation, all right? He overcame the depression and the sickness, and he is here. He exists, okay? Barry White died, Luther Vandross died. Prince B is still here, and you gotta be thankful for that. Mastermind. If it wasn't for Prince B, you wouldn't see all these shiny suits and everything that P. Diddy does and everybody else did, because he pioneered it. Holler for that. And that, second of all, we have driven through some of the massive nor'easters, and the glory of God has delivered us safely from place to place and then to home. And I am always grateful for that, okay? No matter what, no matter what expense, no matter what health issue comes up, God is always there delivering us, healing us, saving us, protecting us, and nurturing us. So I'm always there. I don't wear the cross just because it's solid white gold. I don't wear the cross because it's worth $4,000 and the chain is worth $3,000, okay? I don't wear it for that. I don't wear the teeth because they worth $3,000 on their own with the diamonds and the infinity symbol. I rock the infinity symbol, and I wear the infinity symbol because Alpha 2 Omega 2 Infinity blown out. Prince B, Doc G are here. PM Dawn will be here until you bury us. And when we die,
his kids will take our place. As simple as that. And that's what it is. PM Dawn is always and always will be a family business. Just like Green Lantern, when one falls, another one rises up and keeps on the good work and maintains the mission. And our mission is infinite bliss, infinite unity, and unreality, which turns into reality. We want peace and tranquility for all, and it never stops.
Also, too, you write your own music, of course. You,
yes.
Okay.
Prince B.
And Prince B. Tell me about how you get your inspiration for your music, and how long is the writing process?
I'm sorry. It could go on for days, all right? Prince B is more of a contemporary songwriter, and I'm more of an MC. So I write rap lyrics faster than Prince B does, but Prince B paints magical pictures and provides the music to it, all right? He has a genuine core, which we call the Hall of Bliss. When we get together and we make magical things happen in the studio, as you already know. Not tooting our own horn, but fact is fact, okay? The reason why you're all still here and you're bringing your babies to love PM Dawn music, okay, is because we gave a damn about the content of our characters and the content of our souls, which provide the music that you've loved throughout the years. Simple as that. Our music transcends race, it transcends eras, it transcends rap wars. Period.
Definitely. Any other questions from you guys?
I could go all night.
As far as who would you say influenced you to start rapping, like what would you say your biggest influences were to start doing what you guys do?
Well, I would say, I can't speak for Prince B, but I would say Kool and the Gang, because my uncle, Prince B's dad, was a founding member. And when I heard Fresh, Cherish the Love, Jungle Boogie, all that, it got me going, okay? I would say my father, Gregory Lewis Carter second. Gregory Lewis Carter first, because I'm the second. He is the pastor of Redeeming Love Christian Center in Nanuet, New York. He doesn't agree with the worldly music that he thinks we perform. However, his ambition and his determination is in me. And I took the same ambition and determination he used to get to the head of the ministry to get into the music business. I give a shout out to Daryl DMC McDaniels, Joey Reverend Simmons, Antonio Big Daddy Kane Hardy, and James Todd Smith, also known as Todd the God, aka Ladies Love Cool James, LL Cool J, because I'm a Queens boy by way of Jersey City. I was born and raised, I was given birth, I was delivered at Mary Immaculate Hospital on Jamaica Avenue, okay? So I'm a Queens boy to the fullest, and I shout all of my Queens dogs, okay? I give them all the love. All right? So I give all Queens dogs, Christ, that powers me. That's what gets it going, all right? And that's why the infinity sign is here, because the old school hip-hop is the new school hip-hop again, all right? Yeah. I love Soulja Boy and everybody else, but I love the vintage.
Yes.
Don't hate on those young kids, because they got time to grow. You don't like when they tell you to crank that, but you know what? They got time to grow, and they'll develop on their own time. It's not up to you or me to judge them. Okay? Simple as that. All right, I'm going to pass the mic back to the original doctors. Here goes.
Now, also, too, this is Greg from WBLQ, of course, 96.9. Greg, you have another question?
Yeah, going into old school hip-hop, and my name is Greg, too. It means Noble Watchman, in case you didn't know.
Absolutely. Right. Yo, as a music artist, what old school movie inspired you? What's your favorite old school movie of all time?
I just told you I'm from Queens. You can answer that for me. Crush grooving,
body moving.
Crush grooving, body moving. Not to mention breaking, because when you talk about MCs, I see he's the best. I love that. Beat Street was awesome as well, okay? Raymo! Hey, if art is a sin, may God forgive me.
My favorite old school movie is Back to the Future, because you can see back in time. If you could go back in time, what spot in your life would you go back in time
with?
I'm going to tell you, I know this off the back of my hand. I would go back in time to Miss Jones's birthday party when Miss Jones, God bless her and Dougie Fresh, introduced me to the Notorious B.I.G. And the Notorious B.I.G., Godson, and Iron Lung killed it on stage. And when I say Godson and Iron Lung, I mean Nasty Nas and Method Man. They did a freestyle called The Goodfellas off the CL Smooth beat. Dun, 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 what you gonna do? And they killed it. And then Biggie and Meth got on and said, fuck the world and don't ask me for shit. Anything you do, you gotta work hard for it. And you don't stop, I keep on. You don't stop, I keep on. That's the way it goes.
Now, also, I thought it was very cool that you sung a Chili Peppers song. What other rock music do you like other than the Chili Peppers?
Are you kidding me? Never made it as a blind man. Never made it as a bucktooth beaver. And this is why you remind me of what I really am. I love Nickelback, because I really just want to be a big rock star, rock an entire and 15 cars. I love rock star, okay? Chad Kroeger is a god.
I met Hootie the Blowfish. They're my favorite rock band, actually.
They're cool, too.
They're cool.
Yeah.
I have a question. You performed something that you said was a WWE wrestling theme. I noticed.
That's right. Shaking the Earth is a sample from I Walk Alone by Saliva. It's Batista's theme song. Let me tell you something. I'm gonna let y'all know. Go to www.gamebattles.com and look up Team Dawn Doc, okay? Nobody could see me when I don't even need a creative wrestler, okay? In SmackDown vs. Raw 2008, I will bust your ass with Stone Cold Steve Austin yes. and Batista and Shawn Michaels. Don't ever try to step to Team Dawn Doc. It's just me. It's nobody else. It's just me and Team Dawn Doc. And I will whoop your ass. And that's the bottom line, because the Doc of the Dawn said so.
Yeah.
I have two more questions to ask you.
Yeah.
How did the PM Dawn name get started?
The name?
Yes.
Baby, in the darkest hour comes the light. That's what PM Dawn means. When I went up on stage and said light the darkest hour, that's what it is. Cause I will light the darkest hour and unify it with my light. I will light the darkest hour and unify it with my light.
There it is. Question. The question is, what do you like to do on your off time when you're just like chilling out? And where do you live, by the way? You live in New York?
I'm in Bronx and Queens.
Okay.
And I'm gonna tell you what I do. I like to go to wrestling matches. I wear a cane mask. Nobody recognizes me. I was there in a building in MSG when Batista, Randy Orton, and Triple H cheated, and Triple H cheated Kane, and then Kane had to take his mask off in 03. I was there when Hollywood Hulk Hogan as Mr. America slammed the Big Show after SmackDown went off, all right? I was there when me and ODB rocked everything in the clubs, 28th Street and so. Rest in peace, old Dirty Bastard. I love you, man. I miss you. All right, recipe Tupac. I love you. I miss you. Recipe Biggie Smalls. I love you. I miss you.
Jam Master J.
I was at the funeral. I carry your death card in my wallet, so I never forget who taught me how to do it.
James Brown.
I love you. James Brown, I love you to death. I'll never forget what the last man's dying words was before he died. He said, I don't feel good. So, you know. But I got love for you. James, I remember I was in Hawaii. I lost you the same time I lost my grandma Lizzie, and I love you for that. Okay? So we'll always be connected in some way, and I always carry on the legacy, all right? That's why I got that little Bliss Boy shuffle when I'm on stage. Simple as that.
And and also, too, can you give a shout-out? Can you say this is PM Dawn? You listen to Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show.
This is the Doc of the Dawn, Bliss Boy number 2 of PM Dawn, and I listen to Lose Yourself from the Derek Shapiro Show. Maintain the bliss. PM Dawn loves you.
Oh,
All right. And we're going to be playing a song by PM Dawn and Elton John. This is When I Think About Love, I Think About You. Here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show here on www.derekshapiroshow.com.